Welcome in this video about Parts Unlimited hands-on lab. It's a sample for DevOps scenarios. So in this video, I'm going to talk quickly about the prerequisite that you're going to need to follow the hands-on lab. So the first one is the URL, actually, the official repo. It's github.com/Microsoft/Parts Unlimited. That's the official repo. Don't do any mistake about, we have two different repo. We have the Parts Unlimited and also the Parts Unlimited MRP is two different thing. So make sure that you're using the correct URL. So the first prerequisite that I can recommend is to, if using Windows, you can sure install Visual Studio Community, which is the free edition, or if you have an MSDN license, you can still use Visual Studio Enterprise or any version of Visual Studio. But if you want, if you are on Mac or Linux, you can use Visual Studio Code, and actually it's free, so which is cool. That's the one I'm using here, for example. As a second prerequisite, so we talk about the IDE, depends the platform that you're using, but you're gonna need for sure a Visual Studio Team Services. So if you don't have, I encourage you to click on Get Started for Free from visualstudio.com here. And he's gonna help you to create a tenant, a free tenant. And the cool thing, it's for free. You can use pretty much all the features for free. The only limitation you're gonna have, it's a time limitation for that. But it's gonna be enough to do the hands-on lab. The second one, you're gonna use Microsoft Web Platform Installer to install some features such as the SDK Azure if you're on Windows, but also .NET Core and bunch of different resources. So if you're on Windows, I encourage you to install the SDK, the Azure PowerShell from that platform. Actually, you install and you're going to ask you what you want to install. So it's only for the Windows user. So we talk about the repo. The next step, you're going to need the Azure subscription. So you can use your own Azure subscription, or if you don't have it, you can claim a free trial for $200 using in 30 days. So it's going to be way more enough to do the hands-on lab. Then for the project, you're going to need Node and especially NPM because we're using some package. So you can use either the LTS edition or the current, the V7 or the V6 for Windows or for Mac. It's cross-platform. That's the beauty of that. And then we're going to use the project using Bower and Grunt. So you're going to have to install a bunch of different packages. The first one is Grunt CLI, and then it's Bower. And here depends, or if you're on Windows, Linux, or Mac, or whatever, you're gonna need to have, especially for your Mac, actually, I'm encourage you to install the .NET Core CLI using the brew command line. So you're gonna have all the explanation on microsoft.com/net/core. And if you're Windows, same thing. So if you want to build on your local machine and see how it works, I encourage you to do that. And when it's done, when you install all the prerequisites, you're good to go. The next thing that I can show you, I'm on Windows, so for sure we're going to use a terminal. On Windows, I'm using Commander, but you can use the CMD command line. And for Mac and Linux, you can use the terminal. It's going to be enough. And that's it. So I invite you to see the first module, which is the continuous integration with Parts Unlimited.